The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
Well, I worked for Life Outreach. I worked with them for 7 years, was on the mission field, feeding children. So I got to see where the money was going. He's 5 years old, and he was laying there on his deathbed. He was skin and bones, and we just lost it. My wife and I support Life Outreach because we have seen the need firsthand, and we know how effective Life Outreach has been in meeting that need.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. This is a very special program because it's a very special needs. I'm Betty Robinson and this is James.
Well, we're going to give you the opportunity of making all the difference in someone's life that one could ever imagine or hope for. And you know, it's one thing to have wishful thinking. It's one thing to have dreams and hopes. But it's another thing to really provide reality and meaning in a situation that changes everything. In other words, fulfill the hope. Show them hope's end result. Everything has changed. Everything is better. We see our dreams and our prayers fulfilled. I really think sometimes, and I don't want you to misunderstand me when I say this, sometimes we will call for prayer or we will have a prayer meeting, which, you know, you really can't pray too much. But I think sometimes you can call for prayer, and if you're not careful, it could be a cop-out. It could be kind of dismissing ourselves from actually being an answer to a prayer. You know, oh God, do something to change things in our community or our nation or in our church. But then do you ever put feet to those prayers? Do you ever really seek to become the answer to the prayers prayed, if it's possible for you to be the answer? Now, you know, one thing, Betty, we know for sure. When people are praying, as missionaries do, for the ability to assist the suffering effectively, to point them to life, and when they talk about love, to show them what it looks like, a demonstration of it. In other words, if they're going to say they care, they need to first show them they care before they try to tell them how much they care. Tell them about love by showing them love, by demonstrating it. And here's the thing that I pray you'll see. If you want the fullness of God's blessings in your life, seek to release the full impact of those blessings in the lives of others. Be an answer to prayer and watch how rapidly God answers your prayer. Now, here you're about to witness, during the course of this program, very real needs and known positive, incredibly transforming, miraculous results as the result of someone expressing love. I want you to listen to a young man who's become quite successful, who actually started working with us years ago, ended up going to the mission field, changed his life, has continued to have that life-changing effect even as he continues on in his life and in business. Listen to this incredible testimony, because it can very easily be yours.
He's the owner of a highly successful tortilla business. But nearly a decade ago, Steve Martinez helped feed people in very different and desperate circumstances.
Well, I worked for Life Outreach. I worked with them for 7 years, was on the mission field feeding children. So I got to see where the money was going, how much of an impact it was making.
While Steve and his wife, Sarah, have always supported mission feeding, over time, much of their attention shifted to raising two young boys, until they recently saw a little boy named Lazarus on a Life Today program.
He's 5 years old, and he was laying there in bed, on his deathbed. He was skin and bones. And Janice, the photographer for Life Outreach, snapped some pictures of him, And on the camera, there's a viewfinder. And the little boy asked, can I see the picture? And so she turned the camera to him to show him, and he just looked at it. And we just lost it, because how many times have our kids, my little five-year-old boy Maverick, has asked me, Daddy, can I see the picture? Can I see it? And so my wife and I really felt like the Lord showed us a part of his heart for these children. And he led me to a scripture in Ezekiel that talks about Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Lord says of Sodom and Gomorrah, their sin was being overfed and unconcerned, and they did not remember the poor or the needy.
As Steve's thriving factory continues to churn out thousands of tortillas each day, he is directing even more of his profits to food factories half a world away.
These kids don't need a cure, they just need food. My wife and I support Life Outreach because we have seen the need firsthand, and we know how effective Life Outreach has been in meeting that need.
Oh, thank you, Lord, first, but thank you, Steve and Sarah. Boy, you and I prayed a lot together, and even those prayers probably led you to Sarah. That beautiful relationship and those two little boys. It really touched my heart, Steve, to just listen to your heart. And you talked about that little boy. And we're facing a situation that there's a lot of little Lazaruses right now in Angola. They've had a terrible drought, one of the worst in history. And the children are dying of malnutrition. We've got 400,000 children right now that we've located that must be fed. And just to dial the number, you'll see there in a few moments and say, here it is, or go online to lifetoday.org and say, here is that gift. But please, you know, consider this. And Betty, you know, it's so wonderful, you know, when you see a child and you know you can save that child's life. And then when you hear a couple talk about the joy of doing it. But when you and I look out, we see all the missionaries facing all these little children and facing these mothers that are trying to get their child to some food. And we realize God wants to take all of them in his arms. He wants the missionaries to be there with not only full hearts, but with full hands of assistance. And it can only happen if the people out here will use their hand and have a heart like Steve and Sarah to say, we want to care for the other children like we'd care for our own, and make a gift. And that's what we're asking you to do. We're asking for every viewer to dial the number, take your bank card, use it like a check, or go to lifetoday.org and make the largest gift you can. If it's $1,000 or if it's $30, $50, or $100 to feed 3, 5, or 10 children, that's what we need. We need everyone to do, as I so often say, fulfill your part in God's heart. And that's the way the missionaries can do their part.
I know what we've just shown you. It's hard to watch. It's hard for us to look at. And it would be doubly hard if we knew we couldn't change that. We couldn't do something about it. As heartbreaking as that is, I want you to know, it should be heartwarming to you to know that through your love and through your reaching out, joining hands with us, that we can make that difference. And we can turn precious little lives like that around if we have the nourishment to give them, and we're depending on you to join with us in doing that.
And we will actually be stopping a death cycle that is undeniable. So there is the phone number. You see it there appearing on the screen. There is the email website where you can go and you can communicate and make the gift. I pray that even as you look in on another very real scene, And the thing about it is, I pray you'd never look away. You'd look to God and say, God, how can I be the answer? And how can I offset what these mothers are facing, what these families are facing, these children are facing, and what the missionaries watch every day? How can we be the miracle that changes everything? Because you can be, and I pray you will be.
This is an experience we pray you never encounter. A child fighting for his life. A young boy named Leo. The clinic staff has done everything within their ability to keep him alive. Now, his mother, Ilda, watches helplessly. She, too, has done all she can.
Só são os dois, já são outra. Eu quero que um dia Deus vai me dar uma vida melhor. Para cuidar dos meus filhos. É tudo o que eu queria falar.
It's a case of malnutrition. We'd like to tell you it doesn't happen often, that it's a rare occurrence. But Leo's suffering and Ilda's heartbreak cries out from all over Africa, where almost half of child deaths under five are caused by malnutrition. Like so many mothers here, Ilda holds the hand of her suffering child, willing him to live, but fearing he's slipping away.
Oh boy, I'm not. I know I'm not over yet. We lost our youngest daughter. We've talked about when I watched the mother holding that little boy's hand, and Betty, while you were across from Robin and Pastor Willie George and Robin's husband, were watching as I held our daughter's hand. And I held it up and I kissed it. How do you say goodbye? There's not one person watching me right now. Not one. That wouldn't have said we would have changed that. We would have saved her. But that didn't happen, and it's no one's fault. We don't understand it. For a brief moment, cancer won, but she's alive forever. But here's the thing, Betty. Our viewers can stop that death cycle. They can give those mothers their children.
You know, I'm grateful that we can shed tears when we see the hurt of others. We can feel the pain that they're going through, because I believe as Christians, that's the way what we're feeling is what God feels. He weeps when we weep. And I think that we should be weeping tears when we see scenes like these precious children not getting a chance at life over something that shouldn't be, and that's malnutrition. They shouldn't be like this. But we have an opportunity to change it when we all come together and join hands together and hearts together to reach out to these children and give them a chance. Thank you for caring. Thank you for giving. Thank you for loving these children.
Yeah, please. I'm sorry. By the way, you've carried us and our family. As we try to carry you, we really believed, as we were looking to see how do we gain from what this loss we've suffered. God, show us how to bind up the brokenhearted. And weeping is a part of the healing process. So don't ever apologize if you've been brokenhearted and grieving over your loss. We care with you. We would weep with you. Jesus did. He wept at the graveside of Lazarus, even knowing he was going to bring Lazarus back. Because the others were weeping. He cares about what we care about. What I'm asking you to do is to be the miracle for the missionaries. I mean, think about this. These missionaries, many of them have left their homes and their comfort, and they planted their lives in the midst of suffering with the hope of bringing healing and life and the love of God, not just in word, but in deed, in action. And we are the ones that enable them to do it. The missionaries say, your viewers are the greatest Christians in the world. They're the greatest people in the world because they let us do this great work God's called us to, saving lives and pointing people to the love of God in Christ and winning them to Christ. I mean, we know we've saved the lives of more than 10 million little children. We, meaning you, us together. But we've led far more than that to Christ because their hearts were open to receive the message from people who loved them. Would you dial the number right now, please? There are people calling today for prayer. They got a broken heart, and they want somebody to pray with them, just like we know you're praying for us. But I want you to call and be an answer to the prayer of the people who are praying for their children, that they not lose them. Think about this. 400,000 total children we've located desperately need our help. And we're asking you to prayerfully consider giving $100 to help us feed 10 of those. Where could you better put $100? Or give 30 or 50 to feed 3 children or 5 children for the next months. We have some gifts to present to you for sharing the greatest gift, life. But we want to encourage you in your walk with God. And I think you're going to appreciate what we send you, but you never give to get. You don't. We give because we love to give, the same reason you're going to give the food. So make that life-giving call right now. Would you do it? Use your bank card like a check. If you write a check, make it to Life. You can go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift. If you write a check, call us and tell us what you're mailing because we really need to know. And if there's any way you can make a $1,000 gift to help us touch those children facing death, immediately, we really would appreciate it. Thanks for your gift. Thanks for your prayers.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and even some Ebola-threatened areas of Sudan. With all of our previous reserves gone and Angola facing its worst drought and food shortage in 20 years, we need to immediately replenish our funding and supplies for our feeding programs. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, $100, or $300 will help feed and care for 3, 5, 10, or 30 children for the next 3 months. With your support and the partnership of others, your gift goes a long way to help save lives. Please call us, write, or go online today and make your gift. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you All Things New, a brand new 31-day devotional featuring inspiration from a variety of special guests of Life Today and an instrumental worship CD to bless you in your quiet times with the Lord. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, please request the NIV larger print leather-bound reference Bible. And finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. Please call, write, or go online today and make your gift of life to help feed and care for hungry children.
An unencumbered life allows you to enjoy the basics. A beautiful sunrise, clean air, a loving family. Though hardly a time of plenty by Western standards, the people in these villages would say they are content. But after living on the edge of life's margins, a natural disaster like this drought in southern Africa is all it took to tip the scales for these families who now find themselves in a struggle for survival because of the lack of food. Discolored hair, sunken eyes, sagging skin. These are the symptoms of malnutrition, and they become more prevalent in a time like this, this survival mode. If it continues, many will die. But even for the children who do survive, irreparable damage will occur if they don't get the nutrition they need at this crucial stage of development. The problem is serious, but the solution is simple.
A daily bowl of food over the next months not only ensures that these children won't go hungry, but that they will receive the nutrition needed at this critical point in their lives. With your help, Life Outreach International can continue the feeding programs that have saved millions. That's the miracle of love. That's the miracle of mission feeding.
Boy, it is a miracle. I tell you what, I would not, as you can see, our hearts are still very, very tender. When you you lose a loved one, and if those of you who've lost family or a child, which is a heavy, heavy load, and you realize that we've been spending so many years trying to save people's children, and you've enabled us to do it, and we've been very effective. Boy, when you think about how the Outreaches of Life, our well drilling program, has inspired churches and many other ministries to also begin drilling wells. So for us to drill, you know, between 4,000 and 5,000 wells, that's praise God. But the thousands of others who've been inspired to join, praise the Lord for that. And then when you think about the feeding, to realize that we've saved millions of lives. But our outreach, Betty, when we moved to the schools after the kids got stabilized and we realized the only way you could keep them coming to learn how they could have a strong future would be to feed them at school. And the missionaries could see that. And then it inspired the whole World Food Program with Tony Hall, who was a Democratic congressman in Ohio, who loved God, but who saw what we were doing with Peter Pretorius and the effect of it, and then shares that. And people are seeing it in all the third world countries. See, this is where, when we come together and we pray and we do something effective, see, we could show our national leaders how to do things effectively, how to address the needs. And you have to do it with love and wisdom. And you have to come to the table of reason and compassion and begin to literally extend the hands of God. So that's what you're helping us do. Now, we don't have many days left in this mission feeding emphasis where we come to you for a period of time over a few weeks and ask you to help us feed children for many months. We need you today to make the gift God puts on your heart. And it's going to be a miracle answer to prayer. It's going to save a life. Listen to me. It's going to be the answer to the heart cry and the hope and the prayers of a desperate parent, a mother, that they not lose their children. And you can say, I've got the answer. And you do. And it's love. And we express that love by giving life. And in this instance, it's simply nourishing food. It works. We're not looking for some miracle cure to come out of some lab. We know what it is. They lack it, we give it. Would you dial the number, use your bank card, and make the largest gift you can by making a gift of $30, $50, or $100, or whatever you can do to help feed as many children as possible. We have gifts we're going to send you. We know you don't give to get them. We give them to bless you because you're our main mission outreach. To bless you week after week and day after day. We love you. We want to be an encouragement to you. That's why the 24-hour prayer line. We want to be here for you. But would you today become the hands of Jesus reaching out to touch a need and meet it? Please go to the phone. Use your bank card. If you write a check, make it to Life, but tell us what you are putting in the mail. Or go online and make the gift God put on your heart. Thank you so much for doing it. Thank you for doing it now.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and even some Ebola-threatened areas of Sudan. With all of our previous reserves gone and Angola facing its worst drought and food shortage in 20 years, we need to immediately replenish our funding and supplies for our feeding programs. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, $100, or $300 will help feed and care for 3, 5, 10, or 30 children for the next 3 months. With your support and the partnership of others, your gift goes a long way to help save lives. Please call us, write, or go online today and make your gift. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you All Things New, a brand new 31-day devotional featuring inspiration from a variety of special guests of Life Today and an instrumental worship CD to bless you in your quiet times with the Lord. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, please request the NIV Larger Print Leather-Bound Reference Bible. And finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. Please call, write, or go online today and make your gift of life to help feed and care for hungry children.
Beautiful children, and they're lining up because of love. Not just food, they're lining up because of love. And I just thank God for His love, and then I thank God for the love that you express. It is the love of God for all these children. Betty is here right now, and she's serving up the soup.
You know, we've seen lots of lines over in the States. Kids lined up for games, kids lined up for parks, kids lined up to go to a movie. These lines are different. These kids are lined up for food, for life. Won't you join with us? These are the kind of lines that really count. These children need our help. They need someone to make a good choice for them, and that's for life. Please join with us and help us with the mission feeding. Thank you so much.
This is so beautiful. I really pray that if you can be the blessing and give $1,000, would you do it to help us feed 100 children? And you know, there are many of you that I know listen and you pray about something and then you say, okay, I'm going to do something. But here's what I have found, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Many of you realize, you know what? The need is great. Whatever you can do, and understanding His truth and His love lifts you above any circumstance. We want to send them to you to say thank you. Thank you for helping us. Betty and I together say thank you so much. We love you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.